Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. E-commerce companies in China and India are turning their attentions to rural markets. The Japanese Q&A site OKWave has said that it will integrate Bitcoin into its site, and Baidu is to invest $200 million into its food delivery service Baidu Waimai. E-commerce companies in China and India are turning their attentions to rural markets. Rural communities are becoming increasingly more connected, with affordable low-end smartphones meaning that more and more rural people now have access to the internet. E-commerce giant Alibaba examined mobile e-commerce growth in all Chinese regions and found that 75% of this was taking place in rural areas. With a rural population of 600 million, Alibaba has said that it sees rural China as a key frontier for future growth. To improve e-commerce services in rural China, Alibaba has teamed up with China Telecom to deliver more affordable smartphones to people living in rural areas. It also has plans to invest 10 billion yuan in the next 5 years to build more operating centers in these rural areas. In India, the e-commerce company Sahaj eVillage has also announced that they will be stepping up their efforts to serve rural communities where internet and social media usage has jumped by a staggering 100% in the last year. Japan's largest Q&A site, OKWave, has said that it will soon integrate Bitcoin so that users can use the virtual currency on the site. OKWave, which has over 40 million monthly active users, will allow users to upvote and downvote users' answers to questions, with the highest rated answers being paid using Bitcoin. OKWave has commented on the new initiative, saying, "Until now, you could only leave thanks in the comments under your favorite answers. Now you can send your gratitude with Bitcoin." OKWave isn't the only big company to have integrated Bitcoin recently. The leading Japanese e-commerce site Rakuten announced earlier this year that it was to accept the virtual currency on its American, German, and Austrian platforms. The Argentinian social network Taringa also announced a Bitcoin tipping scheme similar to OKWave's earlier this year. Since it was launched, the amount of content on Taringa has increased by 40%, a trend that OKWave hopes that it will see as well. Earlier this month, we reported that Baidu was to invest over $3 billion in online to offline services in the next 3 years. Online to offline services are those which allow users to do a real-world activity online, such as taxi hailing and ticket booking apps. As part of this expansion into the online to offline world, Baidu will be investing $200 million into its food delivery service Baidu Waimai. This will help the company to compete more effectively with rival Chinese food delivery businesses such as Meituai Waimai and Ele.me. The Chinese online to offline food delivery market is relatively undeveloped compared to the West, where such companies such as Yelp, Grubhub, and Just Eat are well established. The mobile payment service Apple Pay has launched in the UK. It's only the second in the world where Apple Pay is available, having been made available in the US earlier this year. Users who have had the most recent Apple product will be able to add their card details to the payment platform and will be able to use their iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch to buy products in any shop with a contactless payment reader. Users will only be able to pay for products worth up to £20 and will have to press the device's fingerprint sensor to authenticate the payment. Apple isn't the only smartphone manufacturer to enter the mobile payments market. Samsung has also announced that they will be launching Samsung Pay in South Korea, Europe, and the US in the near future. And finally, the Spanish town of Hun has ditched bureaucratic administration and started doing everything on Twitter. 600 of the town's 3,500 residents have joined the social network and use it for everything from booking doctor's appointments to reporting crime to the police.